This is the third official day of sequestration's effect on the nation's airports. The Federal Aviation Administration was forced to slash $600 million from its budget as a result of federal budget cuts. It's caused major delays and headaches for travelers. Denise Guerra went to LAX today to see how passengers are faring.
With planes booming overhead, travelers outside LAX's Tom Bradley International Airport Terminal are gathering their luggage. One Long Beach resident is about to check in for her flight to Germany, with sequestration heavy on her mind.
I just saw it in the news and I'm nervous. It's making me nervous about my flight that we're about to take. I'm not gonna lie.
Lucky for her, this afternoon, LAX is experiencing sunny weather and a relatively normal rate of flights to and from the airport. Even the passenger information desk at American Airlines said they had anticipated delays, but so far it's all been normal.
And you can see from the display up there, some flights are even coming in early.
Despite the calm, this will not be the case for every airport in the U.S. At this moment, the FAA's Air Traffic Control System Command Center shows East Coast airports experiencing a delay of more than an hour as a result of bad weather and staffing. Last Sunday, the first day the sequester took effect, LAX experienced delays of more than 3 hours. Because of federal budget cuts, the FAA has been forced to furlough nearly 47,000 employees. This means workers must take an unpaid day off every 10 days through September, leaving airports to operate with less efficiency. While the sequester will affect each airport differently, the FAA urges travelers to prepare for delays by checking fly.faa.gov. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.